B-Pod Studios.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hello, everybody.
How the heck are you?
Welcome to February 27th, 2020. Roy claims it's the longest week ever. I didn't feel that way.
Oh. I feel like this month is kind of long, to be honest with you, and it's a short month.
Yeah, I don't know. January got me good, so anything past January, I'm... Hey, good news. We change our clocks next week, so it stays darker.
Really?
Later.
Mm-hmm. That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
I wonder if Barcelona does that, because I think I'll be in Barcelona when that happens.
Does Barcelona do daylight savings?
I don't know the answer to that. Mm-hmm.
Huh. There's some states that don't.
That's going to screw with you, man. You're already going to be in a foreign country in the weird hours, and then they're going to change the hours on you while you're there.
I feel like Indianapolis doesn't change time, and I think I lived in Tucson and we didn't change time. It just changed around us. But Indianapolis is weird because you could be like on, you know, one side of the city, mm-hmm. and then you could be like, I got to call them. Everybody's going to be leaving here in 5 minutes. Like, what? No, it's 3:50, not 4:50.
Well, and there's some counties that don't observe that stuff. So you could literally go grocery shopping in a county that it's an hour
so strange
behind you.
Yeah. I just love the lighter later.
Me too.
A lot of people don't, though, because it stays dark in the morning and they take their kids to school and the kids are out of the school bus and it's still dark in the morning.
Doesn't affect us.
It's always dark in the morning.
Yeah.
So,
but I'd much rather be able to drink outside until 9 p.m.
Amen, sister.
I look over at you, Roy, and I see you're wearing your Hornets for the Love of the Game Pride Night t-shirt.
Yes, because we spoke to the Timed Out Youth yesterday at the Hornets game, and we do have Pride Night coming up next week, and I'm super pumped for that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I have a lot of stuff next week. I also have a Roaring 20 party I'm going to. I have no idea how to dress for.
That's exciting.
I had to go to the store yesterday to get a Havana Nights suit.
I gotta do something like that. Mm. But yeah, I'm wearing my Pride shirt because we spoke to some LGBT kids.
Nice.
Last night.
Did you stay for the game?
LGBT, yeah, plus. No, I did not stay for the game.
No?
No.
And not at all?
No. Well, I'm staying on Pride night, though.
It's been a long week.
I had, like, all these events.
I'm just curious. Producer Nicole, the Hornets gave you good seats and... You stayed for the game and watched the Hornets beat the Knicks. And Roy Boy was in his car heading home.
Well.
What did you say, LGBT plus?
LGBT plus, yeah.
What's that?
Well, it's LGBTQ plus, technically. Plus. Well, plus is everything else in the spectrum.
Is that instead of questioning?
No, you still do questioning.
LGBTQ plus?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Yeah. I like to stay alert.
The plus covers it all.
Gotcha. Okay. Listen, I love it.
Right? I am right with that, right? I mean, I am part of the gay community. I should know that.
You did speak on it yesterday.
The plus does cover everything else.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, your day in 30 seconds, Loren. What'd you do? Packed for Barcelona?
No, I should have packed for Barcelona. I was so wiped yesterday by the time I got home. And my house is a mess. And you know how you have to clean for your cleaners?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was doing yesterday.
Pick up for the cleaner so that they can clean places. Mm-hmm. I know.
I never did that.
Well, that's why they let your dog out.
My house was in such disarray yesterday. They would have walked in and walked right back out. Like, there's clothes all over the floor, and we're still doing laundry from Beach Mountain.
Yeah,
there's suitcases everywhere because we're about to go to Barcelona, but they just got unpacked. It's a whole thing. That's it.
I'll show Mr. Roy and Mr. Sterling for not cleaning up the house. Go, Callie, go.
Oh.
So here's something that I want to talk about for my day in 30 seconds. It had to do with, like, the minute I left the studio yesterday. I recorded some commercials, and then I walked out, and I ran into Hans, who is a promotions guy for Power 98, and he said, "Yo, Manny, you still need change for a 20? And I was like, "No, dude, I got it." Actually, DJ Incognito hooked me up.
Wasn't that like 2 days ago?
It was, and he's not the only one. Like, everybody thought it was really weird that I took to the...
Yes, it was.
Took to the email, and I emailed everybody on our staff because I needed a 10 to pay our intern. And I had a 20, and I asked anybody if they had change, but everybody thought that was like the weirdest thing, but that's the best way to do it.
No, that was weird.
I mean, just to walk around and ask, which I did. I asked Rob, one of our managers. He didn't have it. Well, because, and then I guess what would I do? Just walk around to every person, I guess, and then just say, hey,
I don't know. Just do it on all staff email, which goes to our bosses. Yeah. It's just clutter. I mean, we get emails, important emails all day long, and then you just send everyone nonsense.
But I got it. But incognito came within 3 minutes of that email and brought me the 10.
No doubt it was effective.
Right.
It was, you know, that's weird.
Okay.
That was a weird decision. Typically, that's reserved for notifications.
Well, I'm here to tell you that let's use it as a want added as well.
No.
Well, you know what we should do is deploy PA speakers in this place so I can pick up the phone and be like, anybody got a change for a 20? Anybody got a change for 20? Call Roy 321.
Yeah, I know.
Also could have walked across the street to, like, I don't know, CVS or Einstein.
No, Somebody here had it. Okay. Lorraine, drawing the line there.
Thank you, Roy.
Venmo? I don't know.
He doesn't have, our intern didn't have Venmo. Intern Viking.
Oh, there he is. There he is. Now he's running the studio because that's his beck and horn.
Did you want him?
No, you don't have to come. I was just doing your horn.
No, he said beck.
Look at Intern Nick's like, I don't have a horn.
Looking all defeated.
Intern Nick, we'll get you. Zach. Jack, yeah. Nick and Jack. Sorry. I know. I got your names confused. Stand up. Let me see who's taller.
This is good radio because they can't see him.
I know.
Stand up.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't
Jack,
want to
stand up.
He's motivated.
What was that?
Go back to back. Don't you guys know how to measure?
Yeah, we can't tell.
Pretty close.
A
you guys are definitely
screen.
The tallest interns we've had.
They're like 6 foot something.
They're doing their podcast. They start their internship podcast today.
Oh, that's exciting. I can't wait to listen to that.
It's the Jack and Nick podcast.
By the way, I never got to my day in 30
seconds. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Maybe the Jack and Nick podcast ain't the best name. Maybe it should be the Nick and Jack podcast.
Yeah.
Right, boy, your day in 30 seconds was you speaking to the crowd yesterday.
No, my day in 30 seconds was you asking me questions about my day yesterday, but that was not my day in 30 seconds.
Oh, really? All right. Yeah, please give it to us. There was more?
Yes, there was more. Yesterday, someone was very nice to me. I was at Yafo getting dinner, and someone complimented my vest. And it was real. And it really, I really felt that.
Good.
I think people should just compliment someone. It's free of charge. Just to be kind. I was standing there, and she goes, "You know what? I love the vest. The color, the material. It's amazing. Everyone else has poofy vests, but not you." And
poofy?
I was like, "Poofy."
Oh, poofy.
And I was like, "Oh." Thank you. But they caught me all off guard.
Good.
It was very nice.
Okay. I'm glad we went back to your day in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
You are a busy, busy person.
Oh, yeah. I can continue more.
I'll tell you this. I ran into my dad yesterday. He stopped by for a hello and see the kids. And he's got a huge gripe about the coronavirus. And it has nothing to do with the fear of his health. Let me explain why he's all mad at the coronavirus. And we're going to tell you what people here in the Carolinas, like the hospitals and the schools, are doing to prepare for a potential outbreak here in the U.S. We'll get to that at 6:20 this morning.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
My parents came by yesterday to see the kids for a little bit. They were going to Ted's Montana Grill in Waverly and all excited for that. But my dad stopped by. My mom went inside with my youngest, Ruby, for a minute. And we were watching Dean ride his bike around. And my dad turns to me and goes, "Is this coronavirus just a hack of crap or what?" Brooklyn, New York born, 78 years old, soon to be 79. Vince Maney. What a crap. What a crock. And by the way, it's affecting you. Yeah, Dad, I know. I have kids. I'm concerned about that, obviously. You know, we're washing our hands and trying to, you know,
right,
do our vitamins to stay healthy. No, that's not what I'm talking about.
What's he talking about?
My stocks is your is your future money and your inheritance. And the market is taking an S because of the coronavirus and the fears.
Our financial advisor had an emergency call this week, at the beginning of the week. For people who are freaking out and wanting to pull their stocks.
What a load of crap. You know, that Fox News, they tell you how it is. I go, yeah, I know. I said, they're also in it for the ratings game, too. No, I get it. They're all ratings. I said, every 2 minutes, no matter what you watch, CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, what comes across every 2 minutes? Breaking news. This just in. Breaking news, because that's the juicy headline.
Well, but you know they use breaking news for everything now.
I know
nothing's ever really truly breaking news.
Breaking news: President Trump arrives in Charlotte. okay. You could take the breaking off and say, you know, news. But anyway, so
I'm going to start doing broken news.
Broken news. Forget fake news. Broken news. I like that. Today, use the hashtag broken news. And make sure you tag Emily. Her name is Emily. She's the one that should get the credit for that. Inside joke. Sorry, everybody. Okay, now listen. North Carolina. How are we preparing here in North Carolina, Loren, for the coronavirus?
Tell me.
The CDC says it's not a matter of if, but when the virus becomes widespread in the U.S.
I mean, first of all, let's just start there and talk about creating, like, mass hysteria.
But you have to know this, that most cases of the coronavirus are the equivalent to either a severe cold, a common cold, or a basic one-day throat issue. However, coronavirus also becomes more severe with people who have lung issues. If you're a smoker, from what I read yesterday, you're more susceptible to getting more. It's a lung infection.
It's
That's
like
what it
the flu
is.
Flu to pneumonia.
The other thing that I heard is the difference is like the flu, you get like it comes on very quickly, and the coronavirus, you feel sick, and then it gets worse.
Right. So the CDC says it's not a matter of if, but when the virus becomes more widespread in the U.S. That came out like 2 days ago. That's what drove the stock market crazy and ruined my inheritance. The immediate risk, according to my dad.
Yeah.
Can you believe my dad says that? Doesn't care about the well-being of people. He goes, that's bad for you.
You know, my parents did the same thing. They always talk about, because they own multiple houses, and I always tell them to sell it and go travel. And they're like, yeah, but it's going to be yours.
Yeah.
I don't want it.
I was like, hopefully by the time you die, I already have enough money.
Right.
And I don't want to deal with your stuff.
The immediate risk to the general American public remains low. But as we warned, that has a potential to change quickly, says the U.S. Health Secretary Alex Azar. So what are we doing here in North Carolina? Atrium Health says that the hospital's got rooms ready for any infectious disease. Doctors and staff are well-trained to wear goggles, masks, gloves, gowns in those rooms. They also put out an email, blah, 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 talking about how they're ready. And same with South Carolina, following the CDC's guidelines.
I saw that the school districts, too, were trying to put a plan in place if kids had to go to virtual classes.
Yep. Schools have been urged to come up with action plans. Many local school districts, including CMS, are turning to the State Department for instructions and guidance. State Superintendent Mark Johnson says the plan will be ready next week. Many of the protocols already are in place. This is, but it's uncharted territory. Same thing with South Carolina, Lancaster County schools, same thing. So what can you do? Keeping yourself protected. This is what our doctor who came in, Dr. Sam, came in like 3 weeks ago. She told me I was the germiest one on the show. That's nice.
You are.
I failed the germ test. But anyway, she said, wash your hands. If you're sick, stay home. Don't spread germs. I mean, basic stuff.
Right.
You know, take a vitamin.
I think the biggest thing is if you're sick, just stay home.
Mm-hmm.
You're literally hurting the entire business when you go to work sick.
Right. Right. But see, for us, it's even harder because we're working 4 hours. You know, we do the on-air show. That's our job. But we do stay here. You know, we put in 7-8 hour days.
Sure.
But it's easy for the three of us in here, and Nicole included, to just be like, let's just go in, knock out 4 hours, and go home. And I feel fine.
But we're in here. We're so close to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if one of us gets corona, we're all getting corona in this room.
Yeah, I know. Sure. I know. And Ryle struggle.
Oh, yeah. I'll be the one with, like, a shutdown kidney and complications.
Oh, all right. Luck. Just wash your hands, people, and good. Drink orange juice and eat oranges.
Still to come.
Okay. So CDC member Maney.
All right.
And we got a listener email we got to read. She's dating a guy who doesn't have streaming. No Netflix, no Hulu, no HBO Now, no Apple TV. But he did break this out on Saturday night. We'll tell you about it coming up less than 10 minutes.
The Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. It's 95.1. The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Got to get up.
Welcome to the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get
up. Hey.
Got to get
up. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Maney, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So we got this interesting DM from Shannon, and she said that she went to go on a date with a guy, and that they went back to his place.
Mm.
Yeah. And So he has no cable box. He has no streaming. He has no anything.
Does he have a television?
He has a television and he has a DVD player and he rents DVDs.
How old are they?
Yeah, who is he, my dad?
Yeah.
I mean, just by judging based upon the DMs and the profile, they look younger. I mean, I don't know the age. But she asked him about it and he said that he rents DVDs through the mail. I guess he does the Netflix DVD mail service.
My dad does that.
Still?
Still. And I will tell you this. I mocked him, but they have a much better selection than what's on the streaming. You can pretty much get anything on Netflix, DVDs.
But
you can get Game of Thrones.
How do you even log into that?
Yeah, how does your dad do it?
I don't know.
Because when I go to Netflix, I have to log in. It's a streaming thing.
Your dad probably calls and like asks for certain movies.
They send a catalog in the mail.
I mean, that might be the thing. You might do a checkbox like when you go to a sushi restaurant.
Oh my gosh, I can't think that far ahead. Like if I want to see a movie, like I want to see it tonight.
Yeah.
He'll go to the mailbox, he'll pull out the little sleeve and I'll go, look, Netflix tonight. What are you watching? And he'll look and go, I forgot what I ordered. Oh,
yeah,
Godzilla,
it was so
King
long
of Monsters.
Ago.
He's at the mercy of what they sent him, I think.
That's crazy.
You know what my dad's mailbox is? The you might like side of the Netflix. Yeah. So wait, Roy Boy, we don't have a ton of time, but can we grab a couple phone calls, producer Nicole, from people who don't have streaming services and only have a DVD player?
I mean, how?
Do you exist?
How? You know, in the DM, Shanna said that he doesn't, he likes to watch movies more than watching TV. He doesn't have much time for TV. And that it's actually cheaper to rent the DVDs than have all the other things. So give us a phone call at 704-570-9595.
She's right about that.
It is cheaper, sure. Especially because, I mean, how many movies are you going to realistically watch a month?
That's cutting the cord.
Oh, really? I know.
Yeah. Right?
I felt so excited the day I cut my cord and went to streaming. This person, as you're right, they're obsolete.
Cut the cord and go with a DVD player.
My dad does Redbox still.
But there's something cool to that. There's something charming about dropping by your CVS or your Walgreens teeter
and looking at the screen, clicking through.
Yeah, isn't there?
I would do that over what your dad does with the Netflix. Send me something.
Here we go. We got 12 lines. 8 of them are lighting up with people who. Oh, Nicole's not in there. Oh. This never ends well.
All right, we'll do it live on the air.
Yeah.
Doesn't.
Right. Kiss 95.1, turn your radio down. What's your name?
My name's Vinny Baker. Or Vinny.
Denny?
Denny or Vinny?
Vinny.
Vinny.
Vinny, what's up, man?
Well, my aunt, she's crazy. She still has Beta. Okay, she's probably got the world's largest collection of Beta movies. She's got a whole bedroom full of bookshelves with pretty much every Beta movie from... Now, she records off of other people and makes it Beta.
Dude, do you know what that is?
Beta or data?
Beta.
Beta?
Look it up. BETA.
Like VHS, there was Beta.
Yeah, they're like they're a little fatter.
Are those the big ones?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Betamax. my cousins had a Betamax player.
So did we.
Oh, yeah, we had that at school. We had something like that
at school. She bought them when they were brand new, and she's like, I spent, like, all this money on it. I'm not letting it go.
Dude, how old is her Betamax player?
Older than I am.
Yeah, it's got to be. That was, like, a 1980 thing.
Yeah, we had like, the big screen TV that had the Betamax player in it.
Yeah. Hi, good morning, the MRL show. Who's this?
Oh, boy.
Oh. Yeah, let's try one more. I just like this.
Yeah.
You like when we take calls live just to see what happens?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Nicole was yelling at me last night in front of the kids because we do that when we were speaking at the Timed Out Youth.
I don't know where she is, and she didn't tell us she was leaving her little call screening area. Hi, Manny, Roy, and Loren. Who's this? Hello?
See, this is why we never take it live on the air.
Because they don't know they're on.
No. No.
Because they're listening through the radio.
But, you know, there's a major, major delay. In fact, can we hear ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
Hello! And then watch, in 20 seconds, you'll hear me go, hello.
I'll wait.
You think?
Hello?
Oh, hey, hi.
I must have said hello there, and it finally caught up. Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm just trying to do a professional show, moving through. What's your name?
My name's Amanda from Morganton.
Hi, Amanda. Talk to us about not having any streaming.
So my parents actually live, like, way up in the mountains of Morganton. They don't actually have... They have satellite internet, so they cannot stream Netflix or Hulu or anything like that.
Yeah, my parents are the same way.
Yeah, they actually have the digital bunny ears hooked up to their TV. So they get like the three channels of satellite.
Yeah, I have the digital thing upstairs in my little playroom because it's like $10. And you can watch the local channel, so I can watch football on Sundays up there.
Yeah.
But you also have the ridiculous channels that play like the old 70s sitcom shows.
Okay.
And they're really outdated.
You know, the
Thanks, Amanda.
The cool part about my parents having satellite internet, they still have Netflix, but it will stop to buffer. But that's like a commercial break. You can go get you a snack and come on back.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
That is funny. So did that girl Shannon's like, was she just telling us that? Or was she like, I can't date the guy anymore? Oh, I mean, my gosh.
She says that should she continue to date him?
Yeah.
She thinks it's a weird red flag that he's going to be worried about other things.
No. Just invite him to your place.
If you want to watch anything, just invite him or just order it. Get his credit card.
Yeah.
Hey, we want to tell you, give you an update on a letter that Loren read yesterday from a little boy named Louise.
He was trying to nominate his teacher because his teacher really helped him out. We'll tell you what the teacher did for him, where the teacher at is, and according to what it's been nominated for. And we'll dive deep into it coming up in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the Manny, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show. You know, we got a sweet note from a kid named Lewis, who is nominating his teacher for the North Carolina School Heroes, and we have an update about it.
Yeah, so Louise, I think it's Louise.
Oh, Louise.
Goes to Langtree Charter, and he wrote us this beautiful note about how much his teacher had helped him. And he nominated her for North Carolina Heroes. And as of yesterday, after we talked about this, she has 2,500 votes. As of 3 p.m. yesterday.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Is that first place?
As far as we know, that's first place.
Okay.
The next person behind her has 396 votes.
You know, if you have somebody that needs to be nominated for something, you might not want to come to MRL. We're not exactly great at giving you results.
Well, that's not necessarily true. So I nominated my au pair for au pair of the year, and she came in second. But that's because the voting process was so complicated.
It was very complicated.
The person that finished first didn't have a top-rated Charlotte morning show that has 500,000 ears on it weekly.
No.
We still didn't win.
No, we still didn't win, but that's okay. But
it is okay.
But while we're asking everyone to vote for this teacher, because Louise said that he has autism and that he always felt invisible, and that this teacher fixed it.
Oh, she's up to 3,100 now? Awesome.
And Nicole in our ear said 3,100 votes. That's huge. The second place contestant has 1,000 votes.
There you go. If only Elena was a teacher instead of an au pair.
Right.
If it was that easy to vote
but
for Elena.
Right.
But the kid now, he now enjoys school. He now has fun. He's no longer invisible. And it's all because of this teacher taking time for Louise. So
yeah.
We really wanted people to go vote for this teacher.
If you still want to vote, by the way, I blogged it yesterday at kiss951.com. And the link is up there.
It's crazy. It's just, we got so many text messages yesterday from teachers and people that agree that their teachers, you know, are heroes. And it really, really is true. You know, teachers, don't take yourselves for granted ever. And we know that it gets mundane Monday through Friday. You know, you lay your outline. Kids come in, kids go out, you go home. You're really, really important to all the students. So that's awesome. Hey, let's take a quick break and come back. And we'll tell you what this audio clip is and why it's hilarious and honestly has to do with school as well. Listen to this.
I'm driving to school without my kids.
All right. We'll play that for you just after 7. You have to hear it. It's the video gone viral overnight. It's Kiss 95.1, Manny, Roy, and Loren.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Black Bear, Hot Girl Bummer. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Kiss 95.1. When did your parents forget you and how long did it last? We're talking about this because a video going viral of a mom. She went to go take her kids to school, but well, she was missing the kids.
I'm driving to school without my kids. I'm taking the kids to school and I don't even have them in the car. I have to go back and pick up mom.
And so she's showing the back seats and there's nobody there.
I can't believe it. I lost my kids. I don't know.
Mom. That's in fact, funny. We want to take your phone calls.
Yeah.
When did your parents forget you? When did they leave you somewhere? Forgot to pick you up?
Let's make this mom feel a little better. Let's talk with, first up on the Manny Boy on the Red Morning Show, Anthony and Conover. Where did your mom leave you?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, so when I was 9 years old, my mom took me to Walmart, and she actually, I wandered off her, and I walked to the toys and whatever, uh-huh. And after about 30 minutes, I couldn't find my mom, so I went to the service desk, and I asked for a phone, and I called her, and she was already at home.
Hmm. And there was a whole life before you. She just slipped right back into old habits. I feel like I'm forgetting something.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
That's funny.
That is funny.
Are you an only child, Anthony?
No, I'm actually the youngest out of five.
So did she take the other kids home and just forget you?
No, they're already grown and they're all out of the house.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. All right.
Thanks for sharing.
You know, typically, like, at least you'd get home and see one of your other kids and be like, oh my gosh, like, there wasn't even other kids at home for her to remember him.
Anthony!
It's like left, what's it, Home Alone.
Oh, right.
Yeah, always leaving the kid. This is Carrie and Charlotte. You're on with the Mania Boy on the Red Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So when my sister was a baby, my mom got into a fender bender near our church. And so she took my sister into the church office and then dealt with the police and whatnot. And then she went home. So a couple hours later, the church office called my mom and said, what did you want us to do with Ashley?
Oh,
a couple hours later.
That's funny. Thanks, Carrie.
Mom boy plays it up. You know, teach her about God. I don't know. I'll be back.
Tyler in Lancaster is on hold. We're going to get to his story. He got left somewhere where I think it's kind of cool, actually.
Okay, like you would want to be there.
Yeah, but Loren, what was with the knife and your dad and the the note?
My dad was supposed to pick me up from school, and he forgot, and he was sitting at a bar drinking with his buddies. And when my mom found that out, that I had been sitting at school for 2 hours and he was nowhere to be found, obviously this is pre-cell phones, she left him a very nice note in the kitchen, hung by a kitchen knife in the cabinet.
And that's where we get your aggressive behavior from.
That's it.
Wait, his name was Joe, right?
Uh-huh.
Joe. Bang! Right into the cabinet.
Did you forget something? Question mark.
Stick figure of Loren.
All right, Tyler in Lancaster. We think this is a cool... Hey, man, we're doing really well. We think this is a cool place to be left, but tell us what happened.
Well, it was a middle school band trip. And the teachers left me at Universal Studios. They got in the bus and took off down the interstate, and I had no idea where anybody was. So I ended up wandering around Universal Studios in the rain for about 8 hours.
Oh my gosh. So they never even realized that they were missing you?
No, they didn't realize until they were already down the interstate. And I tried going to security, and they wouldn't let me into, you know, any of the other parts to try to look for my teacher or anything. So I just kind of sat out in the rain in the middle area waiting for somebody to see somebody. I never saw them.
So okay, so you weren't actually in the park. You were just outside the park where all the restaurants are?
Yeah, so one of the teachers, we went and used the bathroom before we went into the park, and they said, okay, give me all your tickets so I can hold on to your tickets. And they left me in the bathroom.
Oh, that's the worst. So you didn't even get to take advantage of being in Universal for 8 hours.
Right. I got
to
be riding every ride over and over.
It's Tyler, I know.
I'd be like, good luck finding me.
Just leave me here.
Literally, like Kevin from Home Alone.
Yeah.
And don't the teachers do a thing when they get on the school bus where they keep track?
Yeah, like a
head
raise
count.
Yeah, head count. Raise
at
your
least
hand.
A head count, yeah. All right. Thanks, guys.
Still to come.
Right. Do you know how often Loren talks about her last name and we get confused? Is it her maiden name? Is it her real last name?
Yeah.
She's got bank account issues too. You know, does she have her own bank account? Does she share with Dallas?
I'm cleaning that up.
Your theory actually is on trend. Like we joke with you, But according to this new article, you're the leader of this trend.
I told you all my friends are doing it too.
All right, let's discuss it. It's coming up at 5.
Real. Life.
It's all I need.
It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Kiss 95.1. The MRL Morning Show on demand.
I just want to say I love y'all show. I listen to y'all every morning.
The honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Crazy.
Yeah. First of all, you are. Second of all, we never called you that.
All right. Well, I had a really hard time changing my last name when I got married. It took me 2 years just to change my last name. Now, mind you, I've been married for 10 years this year.
Hold on 1 second. I like when Roy does this. Roy, what is Strager and what is Marola that... You know this.
What is, one is my maiden name and one is my married name.
She only uses like Marola for her stuff, like for like work, anything work, and then like anything like if she's going to go shopping for herself, it's Marola, and like if she's going to go to the spa, it's Marola.
That's your maiden name.
Yes,
mm-hmm. It's whatever you're doing anything for you, nails done, Marola. But then when you have to include the family, you know. Because you're going on a dinner reservation, then you throw in the shrimp. But you're like 90% of the time Marola.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. But when I finally did change my last name, I didn't want to lose my maiden last name. So I dropped my middle name and made my middle name my maiden name and took Dallas's last name as my last name.
Yeah, my sister did the same.
Yeah, so, and it's not hyphenated, but it's easy for me to use Loren Marola sometimes and then... I forget what I put things under, so I'll walk into a place and go, they'll go, last name, and I'll go, I think it's Marola. And they look at me like, what do you mean you think it's Marola?
why can't you just say, but you always just be Strager, always?
But then they ask me, they're like, oh, you recently got married, do you want me to change it in the system? And I'm like, no, leave it that way.
So she has an exit strategy, dude.
So why are you saying that you're not the only one?
Well, I found an article that says 7 in 10 women think that there is pressure and they become subordinate to their husbands when they take their last names.
Oh, that's it. She doesn't want no man telling her what name her what your
kind
name should
of.
Be.
Oh.
I feel like I built this very like I just built who I am and my life based on Marola, and I lost my dad at 19. It's the one thing I can hang on to of my dad. And I just don't want to change who I am. And I know that hurt Dallas's feelings at first because he was like, well, why wouldn't you want to take my last name? Like, we're married now. And I'm like, it has less to do with you and more to do with me and who I am.
And plus, you think you're like 90% Italian, and Marola kind of sounds Italian. So
sorry, Strager.
Yeah.
Strager sounds like German or something.
Strager.
This article also goes on to say that 2/3 of women, that they feel trapped in a marriage when their significant others are the primary breadwinners and they share bank accounts.
Who wrote this article, Roy? Using you as his pinch.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, this is you, though. And listen, I think Amanda's the same way. My wife, you know, she did the Phillips hyphenated last name, middle name thing. It's right. You know what? Haven't we come far enough in society to the point where yes, you could take our last name, and yes, it's the thing to do, but you don't want to lose your identity as a human being and just become Mrs. Maney.
Right.
Nobody wants that.
But some people love that idea. You know, they love the idea of being married and sharing a last name and that kind of stuff. And if we have children together, obviously, and I want the same last name as my children, mm-hmm. which is why I ended up taking Strager eventually.
Right.
But I don't know. It was one of those things where I was like, but this is me.
Yeah, isn't that going to be complicated in the future? Like, hey, some woman named Loren Marola is here to pick up
Mr. Strager.
Mr. Strager.
And that is why I did Loren Marola Strager. Because now I have the ability when I'm by myself and I'm doing Loren things to use Marola still.
Well, and some people really want to pass on the family last name and really are proud of that. Meanwhile, I'm like, there's enough Roy Browns. I can take a different last.
Yeah, but why did mom and dad name you Roy? Do you think? Do you think
why.
That
I
was like
my dad?
Was that your dad's proud moment, or did they just not want to go too think too hard about a name?
I don't know.
Yeah,
they never brought it up to me.
704 says Team Loren on this one. She's a role model for the independent woman.
Aw, thank you. A lot of my friends are doing this too, though.
I lost my dad at 19, someone else said, also, and didn't want to lose my last name because of him. I dropped my middle name so I could still use it as my maiden name. Way to go, ladies.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's what I did. Good okay. for you.
All right, good for you.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
All right, let's put Can't Beat Loren. I don't know what last name you want to use for this.
So. Marola. Okay. This is Marola.
Okay. This is a Marola game.
All right. 704-570-9595. Give us a phone call and take down the Pop Princess.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On KISS 95.1.
Trisha, welcome to the Meanie, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi, you're playing Can't Beat Loren today.
Loren, get out of the studio.
Oh, my God, I love your energy. I'm right. going.
There's Loren. Somebody who listens.
Headphones down, walking out of the studio, and our Loren is gone. She can no longer hear these questions. Here we go.
Pete Davidson has a lot of jokes in his new Netflix special, Trisha, about his ex-fiancée. We want to know her name.
Oh, gosh, what is her name? Ariana Grande.
Meghan Markle's husband no longer wants people to refer to him as a prince, so we'll just call him...
Harry. Excuse me.
What do you want to say?
Harry.
Okay. The Lizzie McGuire Disney Plus reboot is on hold, and the actress who plays Lizzie is not happy about it. Who are we talking about?
Hilary Duff.
And the host of The Bachelor has confirmed that pilot Pete does have a, quote, intimate relationship with a producer. But then goes on to say, but that doesn't mean they're together. So we're still confused. Who is the longtime host?
I don't watch The Bachelor.
No, she's going to get that
John
one.
Edwards. I don't know.
Did you say John Edwards?
I think so. Good one,
That's
Trish.
A name I haven't heard in a while.
Hey, Justin Timberlake and SZA released a new collaboration for their upcoming soundtrack on this animated movie. What movie? Justin Timberlake and SZA. 3, 2.
Aladdin.
All right, come on in, Loren.
Just ran to the soda machine.
You ran into it?
No, I just ran there and ran back because I was afraid I was going to not have enough time.
Trisha got 3 correct.
Okay.
All right, Pete Davidson has a lot of jokes in his new Netflix special about his ex-fiancée. Her name is?
Ariana Grande.
Wonder what?
Meghan Markle's husband no longer wants people to refer to him as a prince, so he will just go by
Harry.
2-2.
Dumb.
That's the whole
right,
idea of being a royal, is you throw prince in front
exactly.
of it, Harry.
Exactly.
What a comment, man. The Lizzie McGuire Disney Plus reboot's on hold. The actress who plays Lizzie is not happy about it. Her name is?
Hilary Duff.
3-3.
Oof. The host of The Bachelor confirmed that pilot Pete does have a, quote, intimate relationship with a producer, but that doesn't mean they're together, he says. So we're still confused. Who is the longtime host of The Bachelor?
Chris Harrison.
That's right. Unfortunately, though, Trisha said John Edwards, 4-3.
I do sense something, Trish. I sense something with an initial B floating around you. Justin Timberlake and SZA, question 5, released a new collaboration for their upcoming soundtrack on this animated movie.
Trolls.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Trisha said Aladdin. Final score 5-3. Loren, you have 69 wins.
Oh, Trisha, I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's okay. You're really good at this.
You know what we want to hear before we let you go?
I'm Trisha from Rock Hill, and I cannot beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, Trisha.
By the way, tomorrow is Friday, and Loren is leaving for Spain this weekend, so she won't be here next week. So tomorrow, if you beat her, she could take off to Spain and come back with 0 wins. I think that's the way we have to do it. We need a really, really good player to play tomorrow.
All right, calm down over there.
All right.
Still to come.
Trying to create some drama.
Going to get to a brand new War of the Roses. Roses.
Take 2. Friday.
War of the Roses. Erica's boyfriend, Kyle, he got a trainer to help him at the gym. But he's been going to the trainer's house. What type of training is he doing? We'll find out with the brand new War of the Roses.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Monica, you say that your man, Eric, has been working out a great deal, but something happened recently that causes you to think he's cheating.
Yep, definitely. So he started, as like his New Year's resolution, he got back into the gym and he got a personal trainer. And he was going 3 times a week, which is great. And I was really proud of him. I was super supportive. And then just a couple of weeks ago, he added a 4th appointment per week. So now he's going 4 times a week. And like, I was always kind of suspicious the way he would talk about his trainer. I was like, I think there might be something else going on. And then he schedules this 4th session. And I'm like, it's just throwing up red flags.
Well, maybe he just wants to add a 4th session, or she recommended. Maybe he's got a goal weight that he wants to hit in a certain amount of time.
Yeah, but like, who schedules a session at 7:30 at night on a Saturday?
Oh. Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
Well, okay, you didn't say that.
Yeah, I feel like that's super suspicious. And I, you know, he says that like the trainer Allison is telling him like, no, that's the only time I can really fit it in, and I think this will really, you know, benefit you and your long-term goals and blah, blah, blah. So he has like all the excuses in the world about it, but it doesn't seem right. And like the way he talks about her, it doesn't seem like a client trainer kind of relationship.
I mean, don't say the name of the gym, but is it a popular gym? I mean, can you just...
Yeah, like if it's the Y, just go to the gym too.
Yeah, or Planet Fitness, yeah, whatever it is.
No, I totally understand. That would make a lot of sense. But she converted her garage into a private gym, so this is all at her house.
Oh yeah, that's shady as hell.
When I request that.
Not that we don't want to do War of the Roses with you, but we will, because we think that there's enough there. Let's find out. If he sends it to you, though, you got to give the guy credit. He's working out Saturday night. All right.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Eric, please.
Yeah, this is Eric.
Hi, Eric. My name is Liz. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We're a romantic gift company, and I have your number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected your handle to get $100 in beautiful free red roses to send to someone you love.
Oh, okay, cool, yeah.
So do you have someone in mind that you would like to send romantic roses to?
Oh, wait. How much are these going to be?
Eric, they're free. We just asked that you tell somebody about our services. It's a monthly promotion that we do on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay, yeah. Totally free?
Yep. I don't need a credit card from you. Just an address on where you want it to go, who it goes to, and a message to put on the card.
Okay, yeah, sure. How about we send them to Allie?
Okay, so these romantic roses are going to Allie, and what would you like to put on Allie's card?
Yeah, I think this could be fine. How about thanks for all of your help in and out of the gym from me and Pete?
Okay.
Wait, Pete? Who the hell is Pete? I know Allie, but who's Pete? What is this?
Wait, what is this?
Eric? Eric, you're on with the Mania Roy in the Rim Morning Show. We're doing a segment called War of the Roses where we catch cheaters.
What?
What the hell, Eric?
That's Monica. She heard everything.
Oh.
You're not sending flowers to her. You're sending flowers to Allie. Who's Pete?
Oh, that... Well, I mean, I don't really want to get into that.
Oh, you don't want to get into it? I want you to get into it because you've already been into it, apparently. I knew there was something going on with you, Allie. I knew it. I was suspicious the whole time. I didn't say anything because I didn't want to seem crazy, but I should have just trusted my gut.
Who's Pete?
I mean, that's it's kind of a new thing, but I mean, I don't want to really go into that. I mean, this isn't really...
I have a guess.
Is it his member?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Private Pete. Am I right?
I mean...
You're filthy.
You're not wrong.
Oh, God. Oh, that's so childish, even. You seriously are calling your... God.
Okay, so you go and... So on 6:30 Saturday night, when you're at the gym with Allie, you're not in the gym at all, are you? That's why you've added a fourth workout day.
I mean, I'm cardioing, but it's not necessarily... in the gym.
God.
That's gross.
Just like, if you wanted to be with somebody else, but just talk to me. Don't go behind my back like that. God, you're so pathetic. You know what? Yeah, you're going 3 times a week. You haven't lost a single pound, and you still look like crap. So maybe you need to try a little harder in that department, too. I hope Ali can help you out with that.
Want more War of the Roses? Listen to them on demand anytime using the Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa. The MRL Morning Show on demand. This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
We just heard that War of the Roses between Erica and Kyle. Kyle was needing a trainer for the gym. Then we found out that Kyle was going to the trainer's house to train for the gym. Of course, his trainer is a woman. Of course, we caught him cheating. And that was the latest episode of War of the Roses.
We're getting some text messages. Somebody texted in. 704 said, I missed it. Who's Pete? My radio went out for a second. Well, there's some other text messages that could tell you. Pete is his package.
There we go.
Yep. Private Pete.
Private Pete.
That clip is from War of the Roses. People love the Private Pete.
Yeah.
Private Pete.
he put that on the card.
Another person texted in and said, Allie sounds like a real quote-unquote physical trainer.
Oh. Yeah.
With Private Pete.
And I'm pretty sure that breaks trainer code. Like, that's a no-no.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, we found the excuses people use when they're cheating. And we just had War of the Roses where Kyle is using the gym as an excuse, but actually the number one excuse for cheating going to the gym is for women. That's the number one excuse.
Yeah. A buddy of mine realized that his now ex-wife was cheating on him because when she would go to the gym, she would leave her ring on the counter, her wedding ring. And he's like, okay, she just doesn't want to wear it while she works out. Then he realized that she was going to the gym not wearing any gym clothes.
Oh.
Oh, it was not like, even taking a bag.
It just, like, eventually stopped even trying to lie.
Wow.
You know?
Just left
dressed. And
she's like this idiot will know.
He feels in a dress, and she's like, I'm going to the gym. He's like, okay. Her loss.
That goes to say what she thought of him. That really goes to show, like, he won't connect these dots. Yeah.
He's so dumb.
He's so dumb. There's no way he could put this two together.
I know, but he's not. He's like a really, really wealthy outdoor advertising agency guy.
Which
you
probably
know?
Means that it was going on a lot longer than he knew, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, he's happier now, married.
Good.
Just had a baby.
Well, let's start with the fellas with this list, the most common excuses people use when cheating. Let's start with the guys and then go to the women. How about that?
Let me give you some cheating music, Roy. Okay. We can do this.
Yeah, it's kind of cheating. If I was going to go out cheat, I'd probably listen to this going down the road. Ooh, I'm off to go do something bad.
I think this is the other person stalking the cheater. I got him. I know I do.
Okay, top five. Number five, boys' night out. Me and the boys are going to go out. That could be an excuse for cheating.
For men.
For men.
Mm-hmm.
Number four.
This girl says it's boys' night out.
She ain't lying.
She's not lying.
If you're married or dating and your girlfriend or wife says, I'm going to boys' night out.
That's a cut. That's not even code. She's telling you, man. She's painting the picture. Okay, number four, socializing, drinks after work. Having some drinks after work, but I'm on my way. That's one of the most common excuses people use when cheating. Number three, working late in the office.
And we hear that a lot on War.
Number two, playing golf.
Okay.
Number one, leaving to go watch sports at a bar.
Ooh.
I think we had going back to the golf thing, I think we had a War of the Roses pretty recently where he said he was golfing and she went out in the garage and his golf clubs were still there.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Now, just as a special note that I thought I could bring up for the most common excuses men use when cheating, number six was walking the dog. It must be a pretty long walk that you're trying to convince them to go on.
I know. That's why golf is such a good one, because you're gone for 4 hours.
It takes forever.
Meanwhile, that means you also then have to take the dog, and the dog has to witness you cheat. That's even weirder.
We'll never see. In the book of radio says you shouldn't ask for something you know you're not going to get the answer to.
Kind of like attorneys.
Yeah.
Don't ask a question.
But aren't you curious, like, if we could get a call from someone who would say, yes, I cheated and I used this excuse. And the person I met up with was also cheating, and they used this excuse.
Hmm.
So both were cheaters and both used different excuses?
Yeah, and like wouldn't you consider getting together and be like, what'd you say? Right? Like, what'd you tell them?
Okay, let's throw the net. Let's see if a fish bites. 704-570-9595. Were both of you cheating, and what were the different excuses?
I would think you'd have to corroborate your story if both parties knew the person that was being cheated on, like a husband and wife and then a best friend.
704-570-9595. We're also going to discuss the most common excuses women use with cheating after we take your phone calls. 704-570-9595. You both were cheating. What excuses did you use?
What a lovely conversation this morning.
We'll discuss.
Hey, guys. I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to the Manny, Roy, and Lorette Show. You're about 10 minutes away from your shot at tickets to go see The Weeknd this summer. We're going to play The Pitched Singer. We love playing so much.
So we found a list of the most common excuses people use when they're cheating. And we also wanted you to give us a phone call at 704-570-9595. If you both were cheating, you were cheating with someone else, and that person was also cheating too. So you both are cheaters. What was the excuse that you two used?
And did you talk about it?
Judgment-free zone.
Sure.
Let's first go ahead and take this phone call. And you're more than welcome to join the conversation as well at 704-570-9595. This is Caitlin and Steel Creek. You're on with the Manny, Roy, and Lorette Morning Show.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
So the excuse that he used with me was that he was going to go teach his friend how to ride horses, and he didn't ride horses.
Like,
ever in his life. Ever.
When he was riding something.
Oh, Lorette.
Sorry. It was right there.
Caitlin, I mean, what did you say when he said that to you, since he has no experience of riding horses?
So when he came to me and said, you know, I'm going to go teach my friend to ride horses, and he was like, I'm going to go this Saturday, I was like, where? Like, I asked him, like, I was trying to prompt him. I was like, I've known you for 2 years. Like, you've never ridden a horse in your life.
What did he say to that?
He kind of stopped for a second and was stone-faced, and he was like, I learned while you were in school. What? And I...
It sounds like, to me... Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. he said,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
You know, I've been taking lessons, you know, since you've been in school. And I was like, go to the same school.
Caitlin, like, it sounds to me like he's using the other person that he was with, their excuse. That's what she was telling her husband.
That's what she was supposed to tell her husband.
And then she tells Caitlin's boyfriend to hey, you use the same excuse. Let's use the horse thing so we're together on the same page.
Okay, so these are common excuses that people use when cheating. We just read a list for men. Let's go ahead and do the women's list.
Yeah, knock that out real quick. What are they up to?
Number 5, walking the dog. Long walk.
Yeah, or it's not that good.
Well, you could put the dog in the car and take the dog to like
dog park.
A park or a greenway.
I suppose.
Socializing after work. Drinks after work.
Guys use that too.
Yep. Working late in the office. It's another common one with men. And then the number two most common excuse people to women use when cheating, night out with the girls.
It's almost the same thing as the men.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
How many of you are driving to work right now, going through that checklist in your head, going, oh, my God.
No.
That's all checking off my list.
Well, those are...
I'm being cheated on.
But those are also things that could actually happen. That's why they're the most used excuses.
That's why you got to use War of the Roses. The only true way to find out whether or not you're being cheated on.
Right. We'll sniff them out.
Private Pete. Right, Private Pete?
You don't want a Private Pete to be in the middle of your relationship.
All right. Let's give away some weekend tickets coming up in about 10 minutes, you guys. Don't go anywhere. What are we doing?
We're singing for the weekend tickets. It's pitchy-okey.
Yes, the pitch singer. Coming up. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We are looking for call number 9 right now at 704-570-9595. It's called the Pitched Singer. You're going to have to figure out who on the show sang a weekend song, and it can either be in a high pitch or a low pitch. So call number 9-704-570-9595. The weekend is going to be coming to the Spectrum Center July 15th, and we get your tickets right now. By the way, I don't even think these tickets are on sale. I think it's a win-up before you can even buy them.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yep, and you have one more shot tomorrow morning at 7:20. But since we just did a whole thing about cheating and breaking up and kind of an ugly segment when it comes to love, I thought we could, while we're waiting for producer Nicole to get caller 9, quickly go over the top wedding trends for 2020, Loren.
Oh, I just blogged this.
This is according to The Knot, right?
Yep.
You saw the same article I did.
Sure did.
Going green is big, Roy. Sustainable weddings are becoming more popular and can include everything from repurposing ceremony florals to sourcing locally grown farm food. Go farm to table at your wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Reusing someone else's wedding flowers? Is that what you're referring to? Don't flowers die pretty quickly?
Not if you have a wedding like 2 minutes after the last wedding just happened.
Right? Okay.
I'll take whatever the person in front of me ordered.
Yeah.
Do inclusive menus. Couples are being considerate of their guests who are vegan, have nut allergies, or other food restrictions. That's a trend for 2020.
Yeah. People are doing micro weddings, which are like, it's pretty much what Dallas and I did.
Yeah, I did the opposite. We had almost 200.
Oh, we had, like, it was like a fantasy football draft at my house. It was like, I'll give you Aunt Sally for Uncle Tom. We had such a small wedding.
More is more with wedding dresses in 2020. Big ball gowns, exaggerated sleeves.
Yeah, Disney is actually coming out with a whole line of princess wedding dresses that are inspired by the Disney princesses. I blogged that, too. But
awesome.
Yeah.
That's a cool.
Pretty cool.
Wedding trends for 2020. If you're getting married and you're looking for some inspiration, go check out Loren's blog at kiss951.com. Now, let's play our game.
Okay, we got caller number 9, Carolyn and Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show.
Hi.
Hi. So, are you ready to play the pitched singer?
I think so.
All right, we're going to play a song performed by Manny Roy or Loren. It's a weekend song, and you've got to guess which one it is. And like Roy just said, unlike the Masked Singer, that doesn't work on radio. We pitched our voices, okay?
Okay.
All right, which show member is this?
So I love when you call unexpected. Because I hate when the moment's expected. Because I'm a care for you, you, you. I'm a care for you, you, you. Because, girl, you're perfect. You're always worth it. And you deserve it. Can I be done?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's it. It's hard to tell if that's a girl's voice or Roy and I.
Yeah, when you have it pitched.
Caroline and Charlotte, what do you got? What do you think?
Loren?
Is that Loren?
It was me.
Good job.
Yeah.
Nice work, Loren.
Because I hate when the moment's expected.
Okay, let's go ahead and move on to the next. Guess who this is.
All along she was living in a world without an end or beginning. Baby girl was living life for the feeling. But I don't mind. I don't mind.
That's pitched so much, and I can't even remember who did it. I don't even know who did that one.
I couldn't even understand the lyrics.
Any guesses, Caroline?
I guess Roy? I don't know.
Is that Roy?
No.
It's all she committed. She was
not me.
And she was codependent.
No, it's me, Manny.
You really belted that one.
That leaves one more.
I can't feel my face when I'm with you, but I love it. But I love it. Ooh, I can't feel my face when I'm with you.
That's scary.
It is. But I love it.
Demonic.
But I love it.
At least I knew what song that was, Roy. Good job. All right, Caroline, who are you going to take with you to go see The Weeknd this summer?
My fiance. He's a huge fan.
Perfect. Cool. All right.
Well, you got tickets. By the way, I was just looking at the tickets to buy for a friend. These are expensive tickets, ooh, so you're definitely going to want to win it from us.
I looked at them to try to buy them, and I was like, I'm not paying that.
Yeah, I just same.
Caroline, you don't need to buy them. The Manny, Ryan, Loren show, we are hooking you up here on Kiss 95.1, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're awesome. You're welcome. Hold on 1 second. Let's reverse Roy's song.
And see,
and
if, there's
see
a,
if there's an underlining message.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Ooh.
I think I heard
coronavirus. Coronavirus in there?
You will Venmo me.
Jeez.
Venmo me.
Give me your money.
Real. Life. Love. It's all I need. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Kiss 95.1. The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So producer Nicole was with us, Loren. You weren't. Roy was there. My wife, Amanda. We went to the Charlotte Beer Gardens grand opening. And we ran into people. It was like kind of a private event. We ran into a couple people that we know, that we work with, and you know, behind the scenes. Like Brett that runs Sweet BMG, yeah, throws concerts around here and throws the big concert in Myrtle.
He has, yep, a real estate business.
He's got a real estate business. So Brett came over, said hi, hugged Amanda, hugged Nicole, and I'm sitting to the right of Roy.
Oh my gosh!
And then
oh
to the left of Roy is Brett.
Yeah.
And I just hear Brett look at Roy with this really strange look. Right, Nicole? Tell me if I'm wrong.
No, you're right.
What did you do?
Because I looked at Roy with a strange look because he came to me first and he's sitting beside me saying, oh my God, he's so busy. And then he goes to say, yeah, he's in nursing school.
What?
So Roy turns to Brett and goes, are you in nursing school? Are you doing nursing school? And Brett, that's what I saw. Brett look at Roy go, no, dude.
Why did you think he was in nursing school?
I don't know, because he's awkward in public,
and then, all of a sudden he goes, oh, wrong Brett.
Yeah, unless you've been around. So
that makes that Brett feel good.
Right.
Well, hang on. But
I've known you for 6 years.
But hang on. I saw it on Facebook and the names were close. Because Brett's last name's Caraway, right? And then so the Brett that I saw on Facebook was like a Carver. And so C-A-R-R. And so I saw Brett, C-A-R, and I just assumed it was our Brett.
How long ago did you see that? Or did you see it while you were standing there?
No, I saw it like maybe a week ago, 2 weeks ago. And I was like, wow, how's that guy have time to throw a concert, real estate business, and go to nursing school?
Listen,
nursing school. And if you know this guy.
That's where I was going to go.
Then it's almost like knowing Manny, like very guy's guy, very into like rock. And 80s.
What's wrong with it? Are you saying guys can't be nurses?
No,
what are
no.
you saying?
But when I know Manny, I don't know him as like
sensitive, like would want to take care of people.
Well, you sound like my wife.
No, not even that. Like, no, that came out wrong. But
yeah, I know what you mean.
It's
out of the character for him to go to nursing school.
Yeah,
I
know.
I disagree. The guy's he's a money-making mogul. He's doing everything.
See, I saw a guy twist his ankle right in front of Brett, and he walked right around him. There was nothing nursing about him. Okay, so that's out of the way, right?
Yeah, but I feel like that's not entirely my fault. The two Bretts had similar close names on Facebook, and I just assumed, you know, the guy runs a club, throws concerts across the nation, owns a real estate business.
When would he have time?
Is it that out of realm, though, to think that he's adding on another responsibility?
That's like a very...
nursing school is intense.
Very demanding.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just saying, I don't want to take full blame of that one.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not going to take full blame of what you're about to say next.
Okay.
There's another one?
Yeah, remember the weird goodbye?
Oh. No, I don't remember this.
Okay, you can go talk to David in the hallway. I think he's waiting for you.
Cool.
Yeah. David from Arden. Tell me we want a printer in here.
Or just access to a printer.
Yeah. So, Loren, we meet another friend of ours, Heather, who we haven't seen in a while.
Uh-huh.
and Heather comes over just like maybe 5 minutes after the Brett incident.
So now he's on a roll.
I want to now introduce to the court the Heather incident.
Bro, you just really leaned in on the awkward, huh?
I only had two drinks, dude.
I love you to death, man. But it's just,
what did he do to Heather?
And he makes a big deal about it afterwards, too. It was just a really awkward goodbye. And I only saw it out of the corner of my eye. But as we were walking from the downstairs to the upstairs at the Charlotte Beer Garden, it's when Roy goes, I can never win. So will you explain what happened there?
So Heather went to go say her goodbye, and she put her hand out. But then she pulled her hand away because I think that she thought that I was going to leave and not do a handshake. But while she was pulling away, I was putting my hand in.
You were doing the hokey pokey. Yeah, so
oh, my gosh.
And so then she had to go back and put her hand back out. And then we didn't do it right. We didn't shake our hands right. And so finally, I just finally grabbed her hand and said goodbye to her. And it was also this weird thing, like, are they going to hug? Are we just going to shake? We didn't know what it was. You know, and I've only met Heather one other time at St. Patrick's Day.
She's really, really friendly, though.
Really friendly. Yeah. And I messed up the goodbye.
And it was right after the Brett incident, yeah. And I'm like, dude.
I can't win.
Yeah.
And all night I was like, I swear that I saw that Brett was a nurse in school. And it bothered me all night.
I thought you were out of it because we walked upstairs and went, like, we took Roy away from people so there could be no more interaction. We went and literally, sat at a table all by ourselves.
You literally took me to the roof. And I'm not kidding. He took me to the roof away from everyone.
He's had enough. Let's get him out.
I'm just going to sit here for a little bit, buddy. You get it together.
What could possibly else going to go wrong?
I don't know. There's a lot of people here. Meredith Dean from Seacrest Hospital is here from the Seacrest. Hey, Meredith, are you buying the hospital? I thought I saw that on Facebook.
I was all night. I kept going. I'm like, I saw Brett in nursing school, and I'm gonna find the thing I saw.
And then you went and looked and saw it was a different Brett.
Different Brett.
Oh, that's so great. Hey, here's what we want. We want to hear from you guys. Like from 704-570-9595, you can text us or you can call us. What was something really surprising that someone said to you? Like Roy said to Brett, are you going to nursing school? And if you could see Brett's reaction, it was kind of like
shock.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Like what was the shocking thing that someone said to you? And they were like so sure because Roy, to this minute, is still sure that he is going to nursing school.
704-570-9595. Give us a phone call right now. Join the show.
We're all one giant dysfunctional family. Brady, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1. The MRL Morning Show on demand. This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine on KISS 95.1.
I know we're going to take calls here in a second. I just saw somebody who is in from corporate walking in with their bag, which means they're going directly from here to the airport. Yeah. I always find that funny. But you got to bring your personal stuff to work, and then you got to go catch a flight at 2 and bring your bag.
It is weird. Like, I've been, like, in situations where I can't, I have to, like, take my bag when I'm traveling to, like, a restaurant.
Yeah.
I'm like having to hide my suitcase underneath the table and shove it in there.
Can I have a chair for my suitcase, please?
And is there anything worse than a airport bar where everybody's bags are everywhere and you can't get in and out of anything?
You try to be pregnant and have that happen.
Yeah, good luck, Lorena, as you travel next week to Barcelona.
What's the most awkward thing that you've said or someone said to you in public? 704-570-9595. We went to the Charlotte Beer Garden, which is going to be, I think it's now open, and it is the best place to be. You have to go see this place.
It's not an advertiser.
It's not. They're not an advertiser, but it's unbelievable. Just between the beer and the drinks and the food was amazing. But we were there having a good time, and I met some people that I've met before, and I said the most awkward things to them, and we had an awkward handshake, and I can't do anything in public ever.
So we took Roy away, Lorraine, we escorted him upstairs away from everyone.
On the roof, outside.
Trucker Bob, we took Roy out of the action. We didn't want to have any more bad interactions with the public, you know?
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody doing?
Well, we're happy that we're talking to you.
There you go. Now I'm happy to talk to you. What I wanted to share was back in the 80s, I was going through a divorce, and my mother-in-law was kind of trying to patch stuff up. Well, evidently she thought she called me, and she had this conversation. She also had a friend that's, I was in my 30s. This woman's 78 years old. And then I ran into her at the grocery store that night, and she blistered me. Why did you have so-and-so in your apartment this morning? She basically accused me of moving furniture with a 78-year-old woman. And I know what she did. She accidentally dialed that lady's number because I was at work. And I'm standing there, and people are looking at us in the grocery store when my mother-in-law said, why are you basically moving furniture with this 78-year-old person? I said, Joanne, I can't deal with this. And I just turned and walked off.
My man, Trucker Bob,
you guys,
where are you, bud?
You guys, I am almost in Memphis. I'm on my way to Reno, Nevada.
Oh, nice. Wow. Memphis, Tennessee, my former home.
Yep. Yep.
I'm just outside of Memphis. And I'll be in Reno Sunday night.
All right, bud.
Be careful, okay?
Love you guys.
Love you.
This is a texter, Roy. We told him to call in.
Okay, Jerome in New York. Welcome to the Manny Moore and Loren Show.
Hey.
Hi, so what did someone do to you?
All right, so I work in retail, and I was checking this customer out, and I'm a black guy, and I have really curly hair.
Mm-hmm.
So this lady is looking at me, and I'm looking at her. I'm like, just trying to check you out. And then she's like, hey, is your hair real? Like, yeah. She's like, let me see. So I lean over the counter, and she's got both of her hands, like, locked into my hair, yanking on my head. I'm like, ma'am, could you let go?
Oh, my gosh.
It really is real. I was like, yeah, why would I lie about what's on top of my head? Like,
Roy.
What?
Do you find that too far?
Too far?
Would you do that in public?
I would never do that in public. Never do that in public. That's way unacceptable.
Yeah, you can't reach into somebody's hair.
I want to know what Roy's line is.
No.
Jerome, thanks for texting. Thanks for calling, bud.
Thank you, guys.
Right. You know, we do have a guy named DJ Q1 here, and I've seen his hair so long, it's like drags on the floor. Yeah. And I did one time ask him if it's real.
Did you touch it?
No, I didn't touch it. That's rude.
I call him dreads, and you think that's rude.
Yeah, it doesn't seem.
He likes it.
It doesn't sound right.
When I met my husband.
Coming from me, it doesn't sound right.
White guy.
Yeah, I get it. I don't see color.
Dallas had like salt and pepper hair when I met him. And when I first met him at the bar, I didn't believe that he was 30 years old. I thought he was like in his 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And I carded him at the bar and I wanted to see his ID because I didn't think he was that young. And he was like, I don't even know how to take this right now, but I'll give you my ID.
Yeah. What's the crazy thing someone did to you? The most awkward thing that someone said to you?
Don in Morganton.
Yeah. Hey, some friends and I, we were at a festival in Asheville, and we said, you know, let's run into this bar, let's get a beer, let's tea. So a couple of us hung back, and the couple of us went to the bathroom, and we came back out, and our friends were looking at us like, oh, my God, save us, let's get out of here. And I come up to them, I'm like, what's going on? And this man from the bar turns around, and he grabs my hand, and he licks it, and he says, don't let your meat hang. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, okay. We ran outside the bar, and I'm like washing my hand in the gutter. I'm like, what happened? What just happened?
Yeah.
That's the worst thing that's ever happened to me. I look at the bar to see what the name of it is. It's like a blue squiggle in neon. I'm like, what does that mean?
That's weird, Don. Yeah. You know, that does remind me.
Thanks, Don.
That story reminds me of a story with Loren. We were in Florida, and we were at an ice bar, which an ice bar is just pretty much...
it's a very cold bar that's made of ice. They give you, like, coats to go in.
Coats. And they also, though, give you drinks that have flames that will shoot out from your drink, which is pretty cool.
Okay.
So I got one of those flame drinks, and this dude beside me goes, you know how to take care of that? And I'm like, what? Licks his hand, puts it right on top of my drink... and extinguishes the fire to the point where I was like, I don't want to drink this. He just licked his hand and touched my drink. And so I went to Loren. I was like, what do I do?
Who was that, the bartender that did
it? No, it was just some guy.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. See, that's something I would do. We got more phone calls. Something that someone said to you that made you feel super awkward. We got a text message from 704 that said, as a bank teller, A bank teller insisted that I was a girl that stood him up on a date and he would not take my deposit. He told everyone in the bank how awful I was, and it wasn't me. I swear I've never seen him.
Oh, my gosh.
Man. Let's see. Someone sent a text message. Roy says they agree with you. Don't ever say I don't see color on air again. It's one of the most ignorant, privileged, dismissing things that you could ever say. I listen every morning and I'm a bit disgusted at the moment. Please do your research and refrain from calling your colleagues dreads.
Yes.
And it's very hard because I have a very close relationship with Q1. And it goes back to him telling me that that's what he was called when he was younger by his friends. So I called him that, but you know what? I won't do it anymore. I don't want to make anybody puke.
You should see color. You should recognize.
Yeah, and now I don't. So
I get what you're saying when you say I don't see color.
I know what you're trying to say
in meaning that you treat everyone nice.
There is a police officer out of North Little Rock, Arkansas named Tommy Norman, and he's a really, really great guy. And he has a shirt that says black, white, like human. And black is crossed out, white is crossed out, and human is there.
Right.
And I think that's tremendous. You know, that's
sure, but that's
what I meant. But you're right. I should see color because certain people suffer different things than other people do.
Right.
There you go.
Okay. There we go.
Well, thanks for texting. I appreciate that. Listen, I'm not going to hide anything on here. If you call me out, we'll talk about it.
All right. Well, let's go. We'll sit down with Sterling and we'll go over our rule book and we'll.
I'll give you the rule book with Sterling. No. I'm good. I got it. And I think that was a good moment for everybody. Maybe somebody else listening can pick up on that moment as well. Okay? All right. More of your phone calls coming up after 9 on the awkward things that you did. And the show must go on, as they say, Roy.
Of course.
All right. Thanks for listening to Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
All right.
I have a couple leftover phone calls, Loren, that we got to get to from Roy's awkwardness in public sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm so awkward.
It happened recently, like 2 nights ago. Claimed that this guy, Brett, that he knows was going to nursing school.
And I really thought he was, y'all. I really thought he was.
And Brett looked at Roy like, what? Dude, no. I'm a realtor. He's like you. He's got as many jobs as you. He's a realtor. He books events. He runs clubs and bars. CIAA's in town this week.
Yep.
He's got no time to become a... Anyway, what did somebody say to you that was super shocking?
Let's go ahead and go to the phones and talk with Brooke and Chesney. Hey, Brooke.
Hey, y'all. How are y'all?
We're doing well, Brooke. So what does someone do to you?
All right. So I've been a hairdresser for 18 years. And, of course, all hairdressers have pictures on their license that are very young and beautiful when we actually started doing it. And then time has taken our toll. And us being psychologists, we all lose our minds and look crappy after several years. So I have one client, very regular, about 6 years into doing hair. I was probably about 27 by this time. And she said, whose picture is that on your license? And I was like, that's me. I think I was like 18 or 19. And she's like, no way. So I show it to her, and she's like, wow, you look so much better if you lost weight.
Oh, my gosh.
And was like, you were so much cuter when you were skinnier. And I was like, thanks.
Now, was this before or after you gave him the haircut?
You know, you just don't know what to say. Well, she had color on, too, so that, you know, I could have really messed up.
Yeah, you could have.
Leave it on a little extra.
I didn't. And I just kind of laughed it off because I'm one of those. I just don't take heart to me. But, Karen, just to let you know, after I had my child and almost died and gained a lot of weight from prednisone, I've had gastric bypass, and now I've lost 110 pounds. So I do look a lot better than I did then.
Yeah.
Thanks, Karen.
I love
rap horn for Brooke and Chesney.
Seriously.
I've had that said to me. They're like, you would be so hot if you lost your weight. I'm like, thanks.
We got a text message from 980 that said someone asked me if I was 8 months pregnant when I had had my son 2 months ago.
Mm. My dad saw someone that was pregnant, asked if she was having twins.
Oh,
I hate that. And the later you get into your pregnancy, people do it all the time. And right now I'm in this phase because it's my second kid. And yes, I'm only 26 weeks along. I look like I'm 32 weeks along because the baby's popped. And people go, oh, you look so pregnant. I'm like, nobody wants to hear that.
Mm. Hey, Emily.
Hi.
Good morning. What'd someone say to you?
Well, I work at a vet's office and I was outside cleaning.
the outside of, like, the walkway. Uh-huh. And this random man walks up, and he asked me, he was, like, really weird. And he was like, hey, do you have any animals in there? And I was like, yeah, it's a vet. Of course we have animals. And he's like, do you feed them real good so you can eat them? I was like,
what a weird comment.
Yeah, he was like,
did he laugh? He thought that was funny?
No, he was being serious.
Oh.
He was like, well, they used to do that. I was like, I don't think so.
They used to do that? Where? I mean, this guy land from a different planet?
All right.
Thanks, Emily. Holy cow.
To go back to you, Loren, about people saying
you look pregnant, so pregnant. Yeah.
I did that to Loren. I made one of those comments. But in my defense, out of like 1 week, you just popped. I mean, it just.
You mean during this pregnancy
during
or cash?
This pregnancy, oh. Yeah. During this pregnancy, I looked over one day and I'm like, oh my gosh, you have a week ago, you didn't have that.
I'm taking notes, Roy. Okay.
I've told you this before that my mom will say that to a pregnant person. My mom will say, oh, look how big you're getting. Because in her mind, that is almost time you're getting closer to your pregnancy. She's not doing it as like a. You're out of control.
I know, but
curb your eating.
But what happens with somebody like me who's only 25 weeks along?
You're closer than you were yesterday.
Okay, but that, like, the way your mom says it makes it sound like I'm going to give birth next week.
Listen, I'm not saying it's right.
She said that to me, by the way.
You're still in the phase where you can wear some clothes and I don't even know you're pregnant. Honest to God, hand a Bible truth.
Thank you, Ryan.
I don't see it, but okay. I'm already an idiot today, so I'll just take the hit. Hey, 203 sent a text message that says, I have three children with my husband. They all look different. So someone in the grocery store asked me, milkman?
Wow.
That's pretty good, too.
You feel better about yourself, buddy?
Yeah, at least I'm not the only one.
I will say Brett, our buddy Brett, sent a text message of a laughing emoji. So
I feel like an idiot. Sorry, Brett.
Manny, Roy, and Loren, Kiss 95.1, and always on the Kiss 95.1 app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.